Drive Time on Volta Premier 98.1 FM. The station of your choice.
Hi, I'm Rob Watson, and I was very fortunate last week to be able to visit Ho Technical University in Ghana in West Africa. At the university, there's a campus-based community radio station, Volta Premier FM, and I was very fortunate to be able to spend some time with the volunteers and students who work on the station, and I wanted to find out what it is that they thought the role of community media is in Ho and in the surrounding Volta region. Hi, I'm Rob Watson, and I come from De Montfort University in Leicester in the United Kingdom, and I'm here at Ho Technical University in Ghana, and we're meeting people from a range of supporters for the Volta Premier Radio on 98.1, and I'm going to pass the microphone around, and people are going to tell us a little bit about themselves. So I'll go this way around.
My name is Christian Sowada. I work with Volta Premier FM in Ho, Wetegrinka University, to be precise. I present sports, and I am also a producer.
Hello, I'm Juliet. I've served as a student volunteer, I've served as a presenter, and currently the supervisor of Volta Premier FM inside Ho Technical University.
Hi, my name is Nene, Michael Nene Lamte. I work with Volta Premier FM. I'm the head of programs here at Volta Premier FM at Ho Technical University.
Hello, my name is Lumute John. I'm one of the student leaders of the Ho Technical University SRC, and I'm the general secretary of the student leadership. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Steve L. Jojoji. I'm an intern here at VPFM. I work as an assistant on the Premier Morning Show.
I'm Rosemary Tetevi. I'm doing my attachment here from Guilds Media College. I do the announcement.
Hello, my name is Selina Zuga, and I'm the Women Commissioner for Ho Technical University, and I'm here to start the program called Choices Show on Volta Premier.
Hello, my name is Forgive Audi, and I'm doing my attachments here in Volta Premier FM.
Hey, my name is Peter Paulo Safo. I'm an attachment student, and I'm with Volta Premier FM. And I'm the producer for Morning Show and the Choices program.
Yeah, I am John Sabla, the SRC Vice President of Ho Technical University.
Hello, Patience Glauje is my name, a lecturer of the Faculty of Arts Fashion Department and an interim management committee member of Volta Premier FM.
Hello, I'm Prince Selom Gbadago, a presenter with Volta Premier FM.
Issues of sustainable development are a priority in the West African region and in Ghana itself. And I wanted to know what role Volta Premier FM played in helping to educate and support people who live in the area as to what the UN Sustainable Development Goals might achieve.
Number one radio station. Volta Premier 98.1 FM.
Even before the Sustainable Development Goals came in to being, Volta Premier FM served the interest and the various issues that some of the Sustainable Development Goals looked at. For instance, it talks about education, it talks about gender issues, it talks about health issues, and the programming of Volta Premier FM is geared towards meeting these goals already. And so it's just like a reinforcement of the things that we were doing, and also a global view of the things that actually matter to the communities in which we exist. And so Volta Premier FM has always been and will continue to work on the goals that have been lined up by the United Nations.
With the advent of radio, and then the promulgation of the Sustainable Development Goals, radio reaches more or a wider listenership than any other form of communication. So with Volta Premier championing and pushing for the agenda of the Sustainable Development Goals, it would be one of the best ways to educate, to inform, and then to let people know what things to do. And I believe we have a campaign here to completely eradicate open defecation. It's one of the things I see VP doing.
As Ho Technical University is celebrating 50 years as an education institution, I thought it would be a good opportunity to find out what the volunteers at the station thought that the station might be able to achieve in the future. The university is celebrating 50 years this week. What do you think Volta Premier FM's contribution to that 50 years has been? And so what will you be celebrating on Saturday? What are you proud of? What's your what do you think is your strongest achievement?
All right, so Volta Premier has been existing for some time now, and so it's going to contribute a lot to the celebration, especially giving out information to the general public and then also the student as well. So it's, you know, yes, we're going to celebrate and then give a lot of information to the general public.
I also like to add that coming in 50 years, I want to believe that Volta Premier is the first radio station in the region. That's how come we have the name Premium, Volta Premium. So we like to believe, coming down in 50 years, it has been a long journey, and the school like to celebrate this to make sure that we keep a mark from today to another 50 years. So marking from this Saturday, which is the Grand Deba, activities are going on throughout the week. But marking from this Saturday, which is the Grand Deba, in 50 years' time, I know VPFM will remember this day and say that there will be a great change from today in another 50 years' time.
I'm the only privileged individual who was part of the very first recruited students who worked at the studio. When the studio was established, we were interviewed and recruited. I was doing religious programs, and 23 years on, I think that the studio has served the school, the community, and going forward, I believe that we are going to be equipped to be able to serve the greater community than we are doing now.
I see a bright future for Volta Premier FM. What I see it to be in 10 years is that it will continue to serve the diverse voices that we have in our community, and not just the campus or the institution in which it is situated. And it will continue to serve as a force that will be that could be reckoned with in the media industry, serving as a platform for training and championing the cause of individuals within our community.
In 5 to 10 years, I see Volta Premier FM becoming bigger than it is now, with a wider coverage. I think that we would have a larger audience and an international one as that. And so it would grow bigger.
In 5 to 10 years, I see Volta Premier to be serving students more, students participating in the activities and responding to it, and also contributing to how best the radio station can serve other students across whole and the Volta region as large.
Okay, in 5 to 10 years, I would like to see Volta Premier FM expanding, listening, broadcasting, where we have enough people getting to be interested in the station, and also getting them online broadcasting out there, so that we can get even people from international still getting to listen to the station.
Well, in 5 to 10 years, I see a very bright future for Volta Premier FM. I'm saying that because of our affiliation with international media like BBC and VOA, and we also affiliated with Joy FM, who is a multimedia in Accra. So with this affiliation, I see a bigger picture for Volta Premier FM.
Yeah, in the next decade, I see Volta Premier to be heard and listened past the Volta region alone. And I'm saying this, if some changes are made to the way the radio station is run, yes, if new equipments are are purchased, and if new ideas are welcomed on board, I see Volta Premier to be the biggest in the Volta region.
So as with all community radio stations, wherever you are around the world, the objectives are very similar. We need more resources, we need more imagination, we need more opportunities for people who aren't otherwise represented within their communities to find their voice. And we need to do it in a way that's interesting and entertaining and really serves the needs and interests of people who live in a particular area. And that means bringing together communities around their universities, around their colleges, around their health services. So community media and community radio plays an important role in development, not just in West Africa and not just in Ghana, but in other places as well. 98.1 98.1 98.